Kosovo is not the issue. Teenagers in America, not the issue. Stay with the truth of the gospel. You're dealing with an unbeliever. There's only one issue. What think ye of Christ? You go into the doctor, and you've got a broken arm. And it's just hanging there. And he starts looking at your teeth. Doc, we're not communicating here. You know, my teeth are fine. Maybe they need cleaning, but they're okay. Right now, I have something else that's more important. You know? And he starts looking at, no, this. Right here. This is what I came for. There's only one truth they need. They're not going to, do you understand? They're not going to understand the truth of other things. They're not even at this point in a position to. Hope that's clear. You know, a lot of people like to battle. How much do you have to know? We did this in senior different times, but especially I remember one senior class at seminary. How much does a person have to know to be saved? How much do you have to believe? And boy, some guys wrote a big long page of what you have to believe. People, there are a lot of things and a lot of truths that require the Holy Spirit to open our eyes to see. The resurrection is one of them. And a lot of things that people want to tack on. It's like a bill. The way that people, a lot of people do the gospel, just like, the way a lot of people do the gospel is like a bill in Congress. It starts out with one little statement. By the time it gets to the vote, it has 50 additions to it. It started off very simple. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and I shall be saved. But by the time it gets to the public, boy, this thing is loaded, all the stuff you got to believe. Now, don't do that. Very simple. What think ye of Christ? Stick with the truth. God has done all the work. Grace through faith. And it is not his life that saves. It is death and resurrection. It is not that person's life. It is not a curse. It is not sinlessness. You don't tell somebody stop sinning and be saved. And yet some people tell me, well, if you sin after you're saved, that you've lost your salvation. Time out. That wasn't part of the gospel. Stop sinning was not part of the gospel. You don't walk up to somebody, stop sinning and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's not the gospel. Don't do that. Stay with the simplicity. Let the Holy Spirit do all the work. You just stay with the simplicity of the truth. God has done all the work. All you have to do is trust him. People, as I'll show you in a few moments, when you do that, not only are you giving them how to be saved eternally, but you're setting the stage for showing them how to live the whole Christian life. Just trust the one who sent. It's that simple. You don't have to know a whole lot. Just know how to be saved. 10. Spiritual love. Going back to that one a moment. Spiritual love causes you to be interested in others, listening and waiting for the opportunity to present the gospel. Romans says, do you not know that it is my kindness that draws you into redemption? So spiritual love waits for that opportunity.